So that was in the 50s and 60s. I got my broker's license.
And what was the other business you were in?
I was in the funeral home business. I owned the funeral home and still was selling real estate while I was doing ambulance work and doing bodies. My son-in-law was expert in the business, and I was just kind of, I'd do the pickup and do a drive the ambulance going to wrecks.
Brother-in-law.
Okay, it's a brother-in-law that was in it and asked me if I wanted to go in with him. So I was in the funeral home business for 8 years in Mildred.
So how have funerals changed from the time that you were growing up until now?
The funerals has changed to the government says you got to put a price on everything and separate it. And they've got so complicated. The cheapest funeral you can get now, hard and use a casket, is $3,000 up. And it is causing people to be cremated instead of going to the funeral home and having a funeral. Cremation is double, it's triple since I was in the business. I worked 12 years with another funeral home after I worked 8 years, and I saw lots of change.
Were the funerals themselves different?
Yes. If you had a body that was executed and his ears burnt off, and the family said, I don't want you to fix nothing, I want you to see how the electric chair does. So that was kind of a Tobacco Road crowd.
What's a Tobacco Road crowd?
Well, if the old man, not this one, but it happened that the old man liked to drink beer, and they liked to drink beer, and they give the old man, put their hand under his head and give him a beer while he's in the casket. Said, I won't give you one more beer. So that's not common, but you bear the poorest people and the richest people maybe in your community.
Okay. Let's see. Over the years, Roswell has seen a great deal of growth. What is the relationship of Roswell with Atlanta?
Well, it used to be, it was a long ways to Atlanta in a T-model or a wagon. And as the transportation different, well, it's brought, and people coming from all over the world, it's brought both of them into industry and unbelievable growth. They built a new bridge from that wooden bridge, they built a concrete bridge across Chattahoochee River and paved the road. At one time, a wagon couldn't hardly go over the road, it was so bad. So improvements of telephone, roads, and all, and our climate has brought in lots of people to our area.
Do you think, even though Roswell has grown quite a bit, does it still have a small town feeling?